Episode 1. Take a swing.
Me, 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 me. Harmony, we are ready.
Hit it!
Beauty!
Hello.
Phoebe!
Yo!
Lily!
Hi!
Gordon!
What?
Clark!
Yeah!
Kimberly!
Yes.
The Beauties! Da, da.
Welcome to WKID, the all-kids sports radio show.
I'm Kimberly, your sportscaster.
And I'm Clark, your even better sportscaster.
Not everything's a competition, Clark.
You're wrong, Kimberly. See, I win again. Clark, sportscaster 2.0.
And we're here at Tidbit Baseball Park, where we have a close one between the Oak Street Okies and the good old gang.
Or, as I like to call them, the GOGs.
You and your acronyms.
They sound cool and are verbally economical. Time is money, Kim. Also joining us in the booth is Harmony, our WKID music director.
Harmony, if you could set the mood. All right. The score's 6-5 with 2 outs in the bottom of the 9th inning. The good old gang losing by 1, but it's their turn at bat.
Let's listen in on the GOG's dugout as their famously bossy captain, Beatrice LaBelle, a.k.a. BB, gives advice to her team's slightly spacey batter, Gordon, a.k.a. Gordon.
Okay, Gordon, we're down by 1 and desperately need a hit. Now put on your helmet and make us proud.
You got it, BB. I promise I will not get distracted to forget my helmet like I did. Whoa! That cloud,
Gordon,
looks like a unicorn!
Gordon!
Hello, Mr.
Gordon.
Unicorn!
Gordon, your helmet!
And Gordon has forgotten his helmet once again. He's now practicing his swing before stepping up to the plate.
Clark, you know why batters should always wear helmets?
Why?
Ow!
Gordon down!
That's why.
After gracefully hitting himself in the head with his own bat, Gordon's teammate, Liliana Sparks, a.k.a. Lily, is helping him back to the dugout.
Come on, Gordon. Let's get you some ice. And I made my special lemonade for the team.
I'm okay. I see many unicorns now.
Oh, my stars.
Wild guess here. It's probably not Gordon's first head injury.
With Gordon injured, the good old gang is now out a batter. What will BB do to save her team from losing? Is she searching the stands? She must be trying to find a new player to replace Gordon.
You're right. She's pointing to someone in the crowd. A real puny-looking boy.
You! Hey, you! What's your name?
Who? Me?
Yeah, you.
I'm Pete. Pete Dawson.
Get over here, Pete. Pete Dawson. Know how to play baseball?
Me? I just stopped by to watch a little of the game. While taking my dog out for a walk. That's Scoop.
Mm-hmm.
He barks when he sees geese.
Mm-hmm.
This place has a lot of geese.
Uh-huh. Listen, Pete, I don't care about geese. I care about winning. You new in town?
Yeah, I just moved here from...
I don't care. You're gonna need friends, right? You know the best way to make friends?
Be nice. Be a good listener.
Mm-hmm.
Have a charming sense of humor.
No, sports.
Oh, well, I like sports, but to be honest, I don't think I'm very good at them. They make me anxious.
What?
Did he say... anxious? Kimberly, tell our listeners what anxious means. Because, you know, some of them might not know.
Anxious means nervous, Clark.
I knew that. It was for the listeners.
Looks like BB's offering Pete a good old gang uniform.
Listen, Pete, do you want to spend the rest of your day chasing birds with your dog? Or do you want to make friends?
I like friends. You don't have to walk them and they never poop. On the grass.
Ew.
Never say never.
Gordon, come on, Pete. The GOGs need you.
The GOGs?
That's us, the good old gang. What do you say?
Okay, I'm in. I'll play. Let me just tie Scoop's leash to the bleachers here.
Now, remember how I said you'd make friends if you helped us win?
Yeah.
If you make us lose, you're gonna make enemies.
Oh, gosh.
Ready to play?
Yes, I can do this.
What an exciting turn of events here at Tidbit Field. Bebe has plucked a player from the stands. New kid, Pete Dawson.
This little dude needs a nickname.
He's so cute and puny. How about Puny...
Puny Pete. That's it.
Brilliant, Clark.
Batter up, Puny Pete.
Ha ha! My nickname sticks. I win.
Not everything is a competition, Clark.
That's what losers say. Now let's throw it to the WKID composer, Harmony, who will take us to commercial break with her music.
Do you like lemonade? Who doesn't? It's got lemons and aid. Well, you're gonna love Lily's homemade lemonade. Packed with real lemons and a whole lot of my favorite thing in the world. Sugar. So much sugar. I love sugar. One sip of Lily's homemade lemonade and you'll be hooked. Running and jumping in lemonade. Hopping and skipping in lemonade. Dancing and prancing in lemonade. Sure, maybe you'll throw a temper tantrum at the grocery store, but it's lemonade. And maybe you'll knock over a huge stack of watermelons that land on your mama's bad foot. Come on, she's still got another foot. Besides, it's lemonade. And after your timeout, you'll take a nap and dream lemons. And when you wake up, you'll probably be thirsty. Know what you're gonna need? Lily's homemade lemonade! When life gives you lemons, go crazy!
And we're back here at Tidbit Field where Puny Pete, the new kid in town, just donned the GOG's uniform.
Team Captain Bebe giving him some last bits of advice before he steps to the plate.
Maybe she'll tell him to move back home.
Just relax, Puny. Just take a swing, whether it's a curveball, a fastball, a straight ball, even if the pitcher throws a snowball, I want you to hit it.
Take a swing. Got it.
Puny striding up to the plate. The pitcher winds up, and here comes the first pitch.
Oh, strike one for Puny Pete.
Didn't even move his bat. Frozen like a piña colada popsicle. Over in the dugout, the GOGs are looking anxious.
I hope he doesn't strike out.
I hope I don't run out of lemonade.
I hope my head always feels this fuzzy.
Back on the field, the pitcher winding up for the second pitch, and here it comes.
That's strike two. Puny Pete's got one more chance here.
What is he doing out there? Is he talking to himself?
You can do this, Pete. Don't let these kids down. You're new here. You don't want them to not like you. Try to stay focused, doggone it. Don't think about anything but the pitch. And the bat. And all the players. Speaking of dogs, where's Scoop? Did I tie his leash tight enough?
Here comes the third pitch. But Puny is turning away to look at something.
Ow!
Oh!
Puny Pete bonked in the head by the pitch.
Beamed like a seven-layer burrito.
Good thing he was wearing a helmet, right, Mr. Unicorn?
Gordon, who are you talking to? He'll take a walk to first base now.
He's lucky the ball hit him. That kid had no chance of getting on base.
Aw, go easy on him, Clark. He said sports make him anxious.
Well, that's obvious. He's now on first base and still talking to himself.
I'm so stupid. Why did I look away? Everyone is gonna hate me. I wish I could just go home.
And now Team Captain Bebe is stepping up to the plate.
Bobby.
Here comes the pitch. Wow, a base hit from Bebe. And what is that? Pete's not moving. He's still on first base, talking to himself.
Run, Puny, run!
Oh, sorry!
Puny snapping back to reality and running to second base.
Run, Puny!
The outfielder throws to the second baseman, and Puny might get tagged out here and...
He's safe! Way to go, Puny Pete!
Kimberly, we're sportscasters. We're not supposed to pick sides. It's against sportscaster equitet.
Etiquette, Clark. Etiquette.
That's what I said. Etiquette. What a tense game here at Tidbit Field. The GOGs need a run to even the score. Two outs, two runners on base, and Lily is now stepping up to the plate, looking very ineretic.
I just had my lemonade!
Boy, the gang really has got some momentum here.
And momentum is just what they need to win this game, Clark.
Uh-oh. What is that in the outfield? Are those ducks?
Geese, actually. Snow geese, also known as light geese for their characteristic white plumage.
How do you know so much about birds?
Well, when I'm not watching sports, I'm watching birds. I'm a birder.
More like a nerder.
Your not-so-clever comeback truly reveals how intimidated you are by my intellect.
What now?
Oh, no. Scoot! Don't run into the field!
Pete's dog has gotten loose. He's chasing the geese on the field. The umpire forced to call a timeout.
Well, there goes all the momentum. The team deflating like an unwrapped burrito. That doesn't really make sense, but I'm hungry. Anybody want Mexican?
Bebe does not look happy. She's at first base, staring angrily at Puny Pete.
Oh, gosh.
Let's use this opportunity for a public service announcement. Take it away, Harmony and Gordon.
When you wanna ride a bike, wear a helmet. When you wanna ride a skateboard, wear a helmet. If you think it's uncool and you look like a fool, take it from me, nothing's better than safety. Helmets, helmets. Does anything rhyme with helmet? Felmets, schmelmets? Nothing rhymes with helmets. When you wanna do parkour, wear a helmet. When you're playing flag football, you don't have to wear a helmet, but you could if you think it's uncool and you look like a fool. Take it from me, nothing's better than safety. Helmets, helmets, nothing rhymes with helmets. Nope, nothing rhymes with helmets. Belmets? Melmets? Kelmets? Nope. Nothing.
Thank you, Harmony and Gordon. Gonna have that stuck in my head all day. Back to the exciting baseball game here at WKID.
That's right, Clark. Tension's in the air as the bases are loaded with BB's team on base. Over the break, Puny Pete chased his dog Scoop off the field. He's now tying the leash to the dugout.
That was really embarrassing, Scoop. I know you love geese, but it was the middle of the game and we had momentum. I get it. You were just trying to make new friends. I wish I had wings too. But at least you tried, right? You saw your chance and you went for it. Hey, you're right. This is my chance. I gotta go for it. I gotta take a swing. You're a good boy, Scoop.
Puny Pete returning to the field with a fire in his eyes.
Oh, should we call a doctor?
There's not actually a fire in his eyes, Clark. It just means he looks fierce and ready to play.
Oh, yeah. I knew what you meant. The listeners were confused.
You got this, Pete. Focus on the game. This is your moment.
With Pete on second base, Bebe on first, Lily is now stepping up to the plate again, looking more energetic than ever.
I had another lemonade!
Pitcher winding up, and here comes the pitch. And it's a wild one.
The pitch flying past the catcher's mitt. He's looking for the ball, and what is that I see in the field?
Holy Toledo, Puny is running from second base. He's rounding third base. That little dude is bolting.
He's trying to steal home and tie the game. He may be puny, but he is fast.
And the catcher has found the ball.
Puny Pete sliding into home.
And this is going to be close.
Oh, no. He's out.
Bad news for the GOGs. That's three outs, and the game is over.
What a bummer for Puny Pete.
Everyone is storming over to home plate to yell at Puny. My guess is he's not going to be on this team much longer.
Hey, Puny, what were you thinking? Trying to steal home from second base? Oh!
I'm sorry, everyone. I just wanted to take a swing.
What do you mean, take a swing?
I mean, I wanted to take a chance. I thought I had a shot at winning us the game. I'll give back your uniform.
Hey, what you did
It took some real pluck.
It did? I mean, it did. Did it?
I'm confused. What's pluck?
Grit, courage, pizzazz.
Why didn't you just say pizzazz?
So, if you think I have pluck, does that mean you'll let me play again?
Come on, BB.
Yeah, give him a chance.
Fine.
Woohoo! Maybe my nickname could be Plucky Pete.
Okay, don't push it.
You can't give yourself your own nickname.
Otherwise, everyone would call me Spider-Man Meatballs.
What? Welcome to the team, Puny.
Puny! Puny! Puny!
And there you have it, folks. Another exciting game here at Tidbit Field.
That's right, Clark. Puny Pete made some new friends and started the beginning of an amazing sports journey.
One I'll be following every step of the way here at WKID.
And I'll be following it best, Kimberly, Sportscaster 3.0.
Not everything's a competition, Kimberly.
Loser.